More than 300,000 people in North Carolina are living in the country illegally. So as the federal government has struggled with national immigration policy, some state lawmakers have been looking for ways to address the local consequences of illegal immigration. This morning, members of the House Finance Committee approved a plan to make undocumented immigrants eligible for restricted driving permits. Capitol reporter Jorge Valencia has more.
Representative Harry Warren often wears two flag pins on his jacket, one for the U.S. and another for North Carolina. Today, he stood in front of a powerful state House committee. He told members that he's proposing a law because the federal government is ignoring a problem and that the state government should take action.
The question before us is whether or not we, as an elected body, want to take some strong legislative steps to hold undocumented folks accountable to obeying North Carolina law and put into some place some measures that will discourage further illegal immigration into North Carolina.
Warren, a Republican from Rowan County, wants to create a state-issued document called a restricted driving permit. People living illegally in North Carolina would be eligible to apply. They would have to pass the same application process as any other driver, get a criminal background check, and have their fingerprints taken. The permit would be good for 1 year.
What we currently have without this is folks driving without any impunity.
Warren says a restricted driving permit is the best way to make sure all drivers are qualified to be on the highway. And he has support from fellow Republicans. Representative Skip Stam is one of the most conservative and influential members of the House. Here's what he said last week.
We've got a huge problem with uninsured and unidentifiable drivers. All solutions have problems. No solution is a bigger problem. This is the best one I've seen. The others are welcome to offer other solutions. I haven't seen it.
But as with any immigration-related legislation, this one is contentious. Representative Burt Jones is a Republican from Rockingham County.
I just would like to say for the record that I believe that they are committing a crime by illegally being in the United States.
Jones spoke at today's hearing. He says driver permits, regardless of the restrictions, would be like a welcoming card for unwanted immigrants. Joining him in opposition is a key figure in the process of writing laws.
Yes, the governor has. He is opposed to this bill.
Ryan Minto is Governor Pat McCrory's liaison at the General Assembly.
He is concerned with the provision providing driving privileges to those who are in this country unlawfully, and for that reason does remain opposed to the bill.
In the end,
so many in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
The voice vote was too close for Finance Chairman Representative Bill Brawley.
I think I'm going to have to call for it.
So he took votes in the most visible way possible.
Would those members voting in favor please stand?
22 stood in favor.
Those opposed, please stand.
And 11 stood against.
This victory belongs to God.
Maudia Melendez is Executive Director of Jesus Ministry. She drove from Charlotte to watch the hearing. She says driving permits would allow people to go to legitimate jobs. And she echoes bill sponsor Representative Harry Warren. She says the bill doesn't address immigration, but rather local laws.
We have to control crime in the state, and this is the way we're going to do it.
That's the biggest joke of the day. The whole purpose of the bill is to deal with illegal immigration in one way or another. So to say it's not about illegal immigration is a joke.
Ron Woodard is Executive Director of Immigration Reform Group North Carolina Listen. He says offering driving permits would, in effect, be rewarding people for breaking federal law.
I have had a couple of speeding tickets in my life, and I was not rewarded when I was caught for speeding. I did not get a lollipop. I was actually fined for that, and it was punishment. And for that purpose, you know, I haven't had a speeding ticket in over a decade.
The bill could now go before the full House of Representatives, but it's unclear if and when Republican leaders will want to give it a hearing. In the meantime, Warren says as many as 90,000 undocumented immigrants are driving without permission and without insurance. Jorge Valencia, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.